First of all, thank you all for coming out today to our second stakeholder meeting for our 2019 water quality standards triennial review. Just a note so that you are aware, we're going to record this meeting so that we can have a record of any of the discussion and comments that are given, just as we did in our first stakeholder meeting. So, my name is Drew Edwards. I'm the Water Quality Standards Coordinator, and we are we've kicked off our 2019 triennial review earlier this year when we published our notice of drafting in the State Register in February. We received a handful of comments in response to the notice of drafting, and you can, if you haven't already, you can review those on our website. So if you do not know how to get to our 2019 triennial review webpage, just stop me after the meeting and I can get you the link. So after the initial comment period, we've had a few meetings with different stakeholder groups, and then just last month we had our first public stakeholder meeting. So we received some good questions during that meeting. We had a very good discussion, and I have since that time gone back and summarized all of the discussion of that meeting, and so you can find that summary on our website as well. I will just go through and highlight some of the talking points that we've had. First, from the comments that we received initially in response to the notice of drafting, the topics that we received comments on included narrative flow standards, numeric nutrient criteria, bacteria limits, case-specific mixing zones where mercury impairment is based on fish consumption advisories, a comment about deferring or waiving reporting requirements during natural disasters, some clarification to the numeric nutrient criteria for lakes, and the human health criteria. So that includes all the comments that we received initially. Now, during our meeting in April, some of the discussion and comments that we had included submitting public comments, when and how you can do that. We discussed narrative flow standards. We discussed the water quality standards rule a bit. That's a rule that EPA finalized in 2015, and essentially what that rule requires us to do during our triennial review is to take a look at any recently revised or newly published nationally recommended criteria, and if we have not adopted those into, or not proposing to adopt those into our water quality standards, we have to provide EPA with a rationale as to why we're not adopting that criteria. So I've put together a brief information sheet about what that rule is and how it affects the triennial review. I've also posted that on our website, so you can take a look at that, along with the list of criteria that we would be required to review, evaluate, and provide a response to EPA on during this triennial review. So you're welcome to take a look at that on our website. Further, we discussed actually how the proposed regulation revisions would be formatted and how that would look when we present it to our board. We discussed the scheduling, the adoption plan for numeric nutrient criteria, the human health criteria. We also discussed, just in general, the state rulemaking process and what steps we have to go through from initially proposing revisions to how those revisions become finalized. We briefly discussed reclassifications and Regulation 6169 in general, followed by natural disasters and those reporting requirements. And then in general, about stakeholder involvement throughout the process and what we can do to work with you all in advance of the notice of proposed regulation. There was just some general concern that, you know, we receive comments early in the year and then we don't really, in the past at least, don't really have a response to those comments until much later in the year after we've already have a draft revisions. And so the concern is that there's really possibly a lack of involvement throughout the year. So that's something that we discussed and are looking to work on as we move forward this year. Okay, so one thing that I do want to back up and highlight is the timeline or the schedule briefly, just so you can have some target dates that we are anticipating. And then from there, I'll just open it up to comments, questions, discussion. So as I mentioned, we published the notice of drafting February this year. We are working now on drafting the proposed revisions to Regulation 6168 and Regulation 6169. We have a target to present those proposed revisions to the board in August. And so then, I guess if everything goes smoothly through that, we will have the proposed notice of proposed regulation published in the August State Register later this year. That would be followed by an additional stakeholder time, a stakeholder comment period, and a stakeholder meeting, and then we would hope to have a notice of final regulation finalizing those revisions in November, at the November board meeting, and then in the November State Register. Following that, the next step would be to send the final regulation package to over to the legislature at the beginning of 2020. So that's the timeline that we are working on this year. Before we just open it up for comments and questions, if we would just briefly go around and introduce just your name and who you're here with, I would appreciate it. I'll start. I'm Drew Edwards, Water Quality Standards Coordinator.
Sean Clark, Water Facilities Permitting Division.
Heather Preston, Water Quality Division Director.
I'm Daryl Shire, Dominion Energy.
Brenda Green, Manager of Domestic Wastewater Permitting Section.
Rebecca Coulter with Wolpert.
I'm Frank Ashbridge with Columbia Water.
Steven Seeley, Columbia Water.
Brian Raven, Managing Aquatic Science Programs.
I'm Hugo Crispin with Friends of the Edison.
Josh Smith, REWA.
Cynthia Walters, Safety Cooper.
Josh Hines, Banner Riverside.
Gary Hoover, U.S. Department of Energy, Savannah Riverside.
Ted Millings, Savannah Riverside.
Ann Clark, one of the assistant chiefs for Bureau of Water.
And I'm David Chestnut. I'm in charge of our ambient surface water monitoring program for DHEC.
I'm Finn Shaffern. I'm with Congaree National Park.
Shane McCarthy with Congaree National Park as well.
Dr. David Shelley with Congaree National Park.
Crystal Rippey, manager of the Industrial Wastewater Permitting Section.
Mike Reed, Duke Energy.
Jeff Besnett, Water Environment Consultants.
Again, thank you all for coming to our meeting today. I appreciate it. So, with that, if there's any questions or concerns that you have.
Let's go and take a real quick minute. Brian, we discussed nutrients in the past. Can you guys give us an update on last time the question about nutrients in estuaries came up and where we were in the process. Can you kind of give us an update on that for the group?
Sure. We've actually worked within the Quinya Bay, the Charleston Harbor, and the Edisto Island watersheds. Some of the issues we've had in those areas is some of the testing that we had available to us, the salt interferences, we've had to work through those issues in the testing. And of course, we all know how dynamic these environments are, and we actually have a pretty good flushing time through most of those areas. And the concerns we've been seeing is that we're seeing something that's occurring, maybe we're starting to approach a limit or something that could be negative, but we're not really sure that we're there yet. So we have the opportunity to come back into the Lake Watery system and that Catawba system for site-specific criteria through there. And so we're taking all of the lessons learned that we've done over these past 4 or 5 years in our estuaries and moving it into the Catawba system. Matter of fact, guys are out on the lake sampling right now as we speak. So we're taking that, and so now we've taken the tide out. We've taken that salinity issues out and looking to see, okay, the methods that we've done, the collected and designed in a more stable environment, are we seeing issues and can we take that? And then once we take those lessons learned from the stable environment, maybe go back and look at the estuaries as well along there. I do know, I've been told that our next step really is maybe not necessarily to go to the estuaries, it is to go to the streams after we do this. So we've definitely looked at the lakes, and we could maybe have to do some of these more site-specific through some of these other lakes throughout the state, but really working in the lakes this year, and then with an eye as our next steps will be towards the streams is what I've been kind of given a task to look towards. Is there any questions on that, or?
All right. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just going to ask, on the ideal timeline, how long would the additional comment period be in the fall? So it'd be August to November till you would have the turnaround, 30 or 60 day?
Sure. So proposed regulation would be published in the State Register at the end of August. There would be a 30-day comment period following that. At the end of that 30-day comment period, so end of September, we would plan to host another stakeholder meeting similar to this to discuss any further revisions to the proposed regulation. And then that would give us a couple months following that comment period and stakeholder meeting to turn it into final revisions.
All right, you guys came here to share your opinions and give us some concerns. Let's hear what you've got. Yes, sir.
I'm curious to hear where the narrative flow standard thing sits. I was talking to Garrett and Bill a couple of weeks ago, and they sort of told me where they stood then. How is that progressing in the drafting?
Okay.
Yeah. So, absolutely. We've been working closely with Garrett and Bill, and this is certainly something that they have been requesting for a number of triennial reviews. So it has been on our radar, but it's not something that we have directly addressed to their concerns. So I would say we are working with them. What they've proposed in their comments and what they would like us to do is to initiate or convene a collaborative stakeholder group to develop those narrative flow standards. What we are considering working on as we move forward is having an internal group here at DHEC focus on developing narrative flow standards. And then once we have sort of a first draft at what that would look like and how that would change in our regulations, then we would plan to work collaboratively with with all the stakeholders, but with Garrett and Bill and their group. So it is something that we are planning to include in this 2019 triennial review. We're not at this point. We don't see it as I guess a possibility to move forward with adoption of numeric flow standards at this point during this triennial review. But we do intend at this point to draft and propose some narrative flow standards.
I look forward to seeing.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we've had discussion about stakeholder involvement and how you guys can truly be involved in the process. And so we receive comments and then what happens after that. But, yeah, that's something that we're hoping to work towards is to get a response to these comments, get questions, you know, anything out regarding proposed revisions earlier rather than later, so that we can truly have a stakeholder involved process where you guys are not just held in the dark and then all of a sudden we propose something and you have no idea what it is. So.
This is an awfully quick meeting, guys, for us to call it now. You came out all this way. Any thoughts or suggestions at this point in time? At this point in time, I'll say if you have anything else to provide us, please put it in writing. We'll be happy to take it. And I thank you for your time. No point in listening to dead air.
Yeah, if you do have comments or concerns or questions, feel free to talk with me afterwards, give me a call, email me. I will be available to you.
Thank you.